So you'll notice that a lot of the licks are simply presenting the notes in different orders, okay? And one of the essential ways to practice this is to do the alternating lick that I put at the bottom of the sheet, okay? Call it the alternating lick because obviously the notes go in alternating sequence. So it sounds like this. It sounds like this. Right? And the reason I put the notes in parentheses at the end is because if you leave those two notes off, you can repeat the lick over and over and only play the notes in parentheses at the very end. So demonstrating a little faster, I guess. Okay, so the second time around, I chose to end it, so I played the notes in parentheses. Obviously, this will get your hand going quite a bit, and the picking should be alternate picking, you know, up and down. So it should be down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, like that. And as far as the fingering goes, it's, you know, some people prefer to tip and roll a lot, you know, so you would be like finger four, then one, then one, then four, then three, then one, then one, then three, and three, then one, and one, and three. But there are times where you can take another finger and reach over and play and use that finger. For example, on the way back, you could have like, if you look at the end of the first line, it says. So one way to do that is all tip and roll. You know, finger one, four, 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 one. Another way to do that is 1 4 3 4 3 1. So you do is all four and you just tip and roll, or you do finger three, like 1 3 4 3 1, you know. So different guitarists do different things. It also depends on the tempo sometimes. When it's fast, I can't get my pinky to go that fast, so I'll reach over with the other finger. So it's a good practice to learn both right now if you're wondering about which one to do. But if you want to get the lick up to speed, like a faster speed, like I kind of demonstrated on here before, then choose one of the two and just work that up to speed. But in the beginning, learn them both slow, and then if you want to get them faster, choose one of them and bring them up to speed. And then obviously, I didn't write out the alternating lick in every single shape, but you know, you should do that as well. Do every shape. If you go to the C shape, for example, notice that the way to construct the lick is you have your root here, but you're going to start by playing the note above that, and then the next note after so you started on like the minor third or the second note in the scale, and now you're start on the third note of the scale. Now you start on the fourth one. Now you start on the fifth one. So the unit is really only a note and a note below it. So your thinking should be targeting this note right here, and then target this note, and then target this note. You see what I mean? That's how you can keep track of where you are. And then to come backwards, you're targeting the note below. So targeting this note, and then targeting this note, and then targeting this note, and targeting this note. So I purposefully didn't write it out because you should write it out or just figure it out. You know, these are patterns that you can figure out. It sounds like this. I'll play it slow so you can play along with me. 2, 3, 4. You were to go to the next shape, the C shape, you would start on the 10th fret of the 5th string. Okay, A shape. 2, 3, 4. Okay, and then finally the G shape. 3, 4. Takes you back to the E shape. All right, have fun.